prayer. Father, thank you for this church and for the opportunity, Lord, to serve you through it. We ask, Lord, that you would bless it. Lord, you continue to bless and guide us in our discussion here today, the reports that are given, that we would bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the first thing on the agenda is my devotional, and I'd like to draw your attention to Ephesians 4 today, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 14, called the devotional Unity Through Diversity. Unity Through Diversity. Ephesians 4, beginning with verse 11. He gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the service, and for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, into a complete man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness, with deceitful scheming. So this passage indicates that one of the reasons why God gave gifted leaders to the church was to equip them and train them to help with the work of the ministry. Now, it's not saying that pastors and leaders don't do ministry. We do. But it's also to equip all members to be ministers inside and outside the body of Christ and outside of the church. This ministry principle is a challenge for leaders because it means that you're entrusting leadership to other people. It's also a challenge for the members of the congregation of the church because they then step to the plate. They're not just sitting in a pew, but they're actively involved in building up the church themselves. So the activity and work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of individual Christians and in the overall life of the church is expressed through a variety of spiritual gifts. And I'm glad we don't have the same spiritual gifts because that would get kind of boring. You know, if we were all alike, if we were cut out cookies, if everybody was like me, well, that would be all right. But if everybody was like, you know, never mind. But so we're all different. There's differences in the body of Christ. And God made it that way. So God has gifted you. And there are God-given abilities that you have that's different from what other people have. And the reason for this is to promote spiritual growth and the development of the church. You see, so that we become complete people, that is mature. And we're not like children carried about with every wind of doctrine. We don't necessarily believe every new thing that comes along. We check it out with Scripture, and the Holy Spirit helps us in that area by the different gifts that He has given us. And as we use our spiritual gifts, the body of Christ then is edified, it's unified, it's so till we all come into unity of the faith, and we are made mature. We will avoid deception by Satan and by wicked men and grow in Christ. Now, there's a great deal of disagreement between denominations on spiritual gifts. Although most scholars classify the spiritual gifts into three categories. The three categories are ministry gifts, motivational gifts, and manifestation gifts. And they're all in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And in verses 4, 5, and 6, you've got them listed. You've got motivational gifts there where it says diversities of gifts. So that's verse 4. How God works in a believer to shape his or her perspective on life and then motivate their words and their actions. Your gifts give you a different outlook on life than I have. And that gift motivates you to do certain things, motivates you to take action. A Christian's motivational gift represents what God does in him to shape his perspective on life and ministry. Then there's the ministry gifts, in verse 5 where it says differences of administrations, how God works with the believer to serve and meet the needs of the body of Christ. And then there is the manifestation gifts. These are diversities of operations, how God works through a believer in a given situation to demonstrate his supernatural power. So God uses all the gifts in these three different categories to minister to his church and accomplish his work in the world. Why am I saying all this? Because we all look through life through different lenses. You can think about these gifts, especially these motivational gifts, this way. It is a set of eyeglasses which God has given you to see the world, so that you see circumstances in life through a particular lens. This is why, as a body, we need to come together, because we all see a little bit differently. We all have a different lens. We all have a different way of looking at that. The body of Christ is meant to function in the same manner as a physical body functions. 1 Corinthians 12:12 says, "The body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body." Okay, so as the church, we make up one body, but you're all different body parts. I mean, how foolish would it look for the body to be made up of all hands or all feet? Or so there's differences in the physical body, there's differences in the body of church, although we are members one of another. We are one member. Now, I think that the unity and the interdependency of the body is an example of how spiritual gifts influence the church. Wayne Grudem, in his book Systematic Theology, gave us these insights. He says, "The idea that the Holy Spirit unifies the church is also evident in the fact that strife, disputes, dissensions, factions are desires of the flesh that are opposed to being led by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who produces love in our hearts, and this love binds everything together in perfect harmony. Therefore, when the Holy Spirit is working strongly in a church to manifest God's presence, one evidence will be a beautiful harmony in the church community and overflowing love for one for another." So that, and that's, God uses spiritual gifts to work this whole thing out. And 1 Peter 4:10 says, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." In other words, God has made you a steward of his grace. How do you become a steward? How do you use God's grace? It's through your gift. That's simply what Peter said. When we use our spiritual gifts, we are stewards of grace. Not yesterday's grace, but today's. God often gives grace just when it's needed, just at the time it's needed. But he also gives future grace. And that future grace is it varies. It's a varied grace. It comes in many shapes, colors, sizes. This is one of the reasons spiritual gifts are so diverse. The prism of God's gifts in your life will reflect shades of divine glory that will never come through my prism. And the way I see things, my prism, will reflect shades of divine glory that you don't see. And so again, the need for each other. We all come together as diverse, but using our diversity in one body, bringing unity to the body of Christ. That's my devotional today. That wasn't too painful, I hope. So we are going to just continue to go on through the agenda today, and James Stauffer is going to come and share with us the minutes of last year.
Last year we had the meeting on April 2nd, started at 1:47, called to order by pastor, and he led in prayer. Pastor read the minutes from the previous meeting. reports were given: pastor's report, youth pastor's report, Annette covered financial, WM report, and all the reports were accepted, with Bev making the motion and Glenn seconding. Then we had election for officers. There were three candidates: Dick Linhog, Jim Hoyt, and Nathan Clark. 42 members, three non-members. Ryan moved to close the roster. Don Stauffer seconded. Roster is closed. Nathan elected. New business discussed. Some suggestions were made. Operation Christmas Child, with Shelley possibly going to take the lead on that. Community elderly meals, monthly movie night. And then we finished with a motion to adjourn by Dick. Bob second, passed at 2:37. Any questions on the minutes? Anyone want to move to approve the minutes? Jeremy and Pop seconding. All those in favor say aye. And then, are you next? Oh, financial report. Can someone run back there and throw the thing on the projector screen for me? So, as you may know, Annette's been a little busy lately. So this year's financial report is going to be very short. And then later, she'll have a more detailed one that she'll be passing around. Okay, so we started out the year with about $4,200, income of $171,000, expenses of $132,000, ending balance of $42,000. Any questions? I probably can't answer them, but I'll ask. Do I have...
I think we'll just accept all the reports at the end, if that's okay, rather than just go through each one accepting. And if that's fine with everybody, I see some heads shaking. If you disagree, let me know. But I don't think it really would matter to anybody. So thanks, James.
Yes, on your last page, there's a board report. And one of the items on there is the Old Church land contract has been paid off. We'll get to that later, though. Any other questions? Yes. Yes. Board report.
All right. All right, then we'll move to my report. It's been Debbie and my privilege to serve Calvary Assembly. We've got another year. Our time here has been a gift, and I want to welcome the new friends, the new members. In fact, if you joined this last year, would you stand? All the new members, would you stand? Just only got two of them here, but so welcome to the Crabbies, and I know we have some others, and great to have them part of us. Our membership roster is actually at the highest it's ever been. We have 80 members. We have a few membership cards out, and some actually have been turned into me that have not been approved by the board yet. We just haven't had time to do that. So it's been very great. I want to thank you for your prayers for my health this past year, and thank you to those who stepped up while I was away, and especially Pastor Josh, who went above and beyond the call of duty. 1 Peter 2:11 addresses us as pilgrims. It says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims." And that was brought home to me this year with my cancer diagnosis. You really realize how temporary life can be. And someday we know we're all going to go to heaven, and that's where our true citizenship really is. And as I reflected on things, I really began to see life as a pilgrimage. I believe your vocation is a pilgrimage. I believe it's a fitting metaphor to describe God's call in our lives and ministries as well. And so I resonate deeply with the images of journey and travel, of traversing terrain and experiencing God in the surprising twists and turns of faith and motion. Through it all, as pilgrimage demands, we prepare ourselves to present to each moment and not too caught up in anticipating what is around the next corner, but always strategizing, seeking to control an outcome we deem desirable. Pilgrimage involves gratitude for what is right now, even if you are aware that new things shall be. Two truths are to be understood about pilgrimages. First, resting places are critical. I've learned that. I've learned that the hard way through life. And as I seek time to pause and to listen for God and to breathe in the Spirit who guides us, I pray you will encourage all leaders to do the same. And if you are in a leadership position, I encourage you to do the same. Take time out. Take time for rest. We can get so caught up in ministry that we hurt our bodies and we burn ourselves out. And so I would encourage you, and I would encourage you to allow your leaders to take those times. It actually will benefit you. They will be better leaders. Second, as pilgrimages remind us, it is the fellow travelers with us that walk, that make all the difference. And so you members, deacons, teachers, worship leaders, department heads, fellow pastor, retired clergy, you are this church. You are this church in service to our glorious God. And as you journey together, you listen, pray, learn, grow, risk, fail, succeed, and in all things share your gratitude for this place. People is what really is important. Projects are important, but not as much. People are really the important thing. And you make Calvary Assembly of God what it is. These are just some of the thoughts that guide me now. And as I look to the future, God has placed it on my heart to train leaders. I talked to you about spiritual gifts because one of the things that I've wanted to do, is I have a vision of multiple teams being put together based upon their spiritual gifts and then take what they have to offer and bless this church in a very practical way. These team members could look through the prism of their gift to make the church complete. So let's journey together into the rest of 2018 and into 2019. Respectfully submitted. Pastor Josh, you're next. While he's coming, are there any questions for me?
First of all, I just want to say thank you to everybody who supported us so much. The spaghetti dinner, thank you for all of the donations, the food, and especially for everybody who helped out so much. A big thank you to Rod, who puts his secret ingredients in our sauce. And I promise you that the spaghetti dinner would not taste the same if it wasn't for him. We'd have amazing spaghetti because of him. And thank you to Danny and Audrey. Are they here? They leave. I don't see Danny, but thank you to Danny for all the garlic bread and doing all the work and making that. It was very good. I ate way too much. And also a huge thank you to Mom. The kitchen runs so smoothly when she's in there helping and organizing everything. So just huge thank you to everybody who helped out. We really, really appreciate it. I'm not going to read through my report, but I did want to touch on one thing. Last year, I just felt really challenged to step out in faith and do some things that we hadn't done before. And one thing that I felt really challenged to do was to take a youth and young adult retreat. We ended up going to the wilderness in the Wisconsin Dells. And I began praying months and months in advance that God would give me a message directly for the youth and for the people that would be going for that specific time. And God really answered that prayer. And when we got back home, one of the young men totally opened up to me about some of the stuff that he'd been going through. And he said that the message that I gave that weekend, he felt was directly for him. And he thought that maybe I knew some stuff about him that I didn't. And he said that God really spoke to him that weekend, really opened up his life to God more. And I heard kind of the similar thing from a lot of the kids that went, that they just felt that weekend was meant for them. And I think that I'm correct in saying that was probably the highlight of our year. We had a lot of fun. We had a great time. But most importantly, we had a great time with God. And we also went to youth convention in October. That was a really awesome experience, too. We got to hear our national youth director speak, Heath Adamson. If you don't know anything about him, look him up on YouTube and listen to his testimony. It's amazing what he went through. And his message really touched our crew that went down there, and they still talk about it, the message that they heard from Heath that weekend. Report from us for the finances. We had a beginning balance of $1,900 and an ending balance of $2,300. So thank you all for your love and support. And I just ask that you would just continue to keep us in your prayer, my wife and I and our family, and the youth of our church. Right now, we have been growing in numbers on Wednesday night tremendously. I've been having like 15 kids almost regularly every Wednesday night, and so it's going really well. Keep them in your prayer, and I ask that you specifically pray that this year we would be led by the Holy Spirit in all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I believe that's taken directly from Daniel. And I've been really focused on the book of Daniel lately and teaching on it on Wednesday night. And it says of Daniel that he had an excellent spirit. And I believe that excellent spirit is that he abounded in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And so those are the three things that I've been focusing on in my own life. And I ask that you would continue to pray for us, that we would be led in all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Respectfully submitted. Did you like my signature or something? Everybody got a good look at my signature. It's huge. Josh Madden. Any questions for me? Sweet. Thank you.
All right, Shelley, you're next. That's a pretty good way to do it there, I guess. Do you want us to read through the board report, or are you going to just take a look at it there? I mean, the staffers have been kind of busy, and James just kind of put together a list of things that's not really in any grammatic form or whatever, but we just wanted to list some things. The board has been very busy, as you can see. Yes, James, you want to address something?
I think Glenn asked what our plans were. So under maintenance, there, the second grouping, we've identified a large list of maintenance items. So you may have noticed some of them, and hopefully you've noticed us addressing some of them, and we have a large list that we are addressing or working through. I can give you that list, and maybe you can tell me some things we missed, which would be nice for that. So I did want to answer that. Is there anything else you wanted to know about, Glenn? We haven't discussed anything for that at any of our meetings yet, so I don't want to speak for the board for that. I know that we've been doing a lot more for outreach. The Center Shop program was not cheap, but I've really been happy with how it's been going. I've been really happy with the large group of men that have been volunteering and women, and the group of kids that we're bringing. It seems like it's going really well. We're always looking for ways to minister. So if you have ideas, give them to us, and we're looking to make sure we can reach the community. So I don't have a lot of specifics there, but that's just where we're thinking about, I guess. Anything, other questions about the board report? Yes, we bought a second screen. It's wider, and it's in the hallway. Any other questions? Jeremy? Well, last year we gave $1,000 for summer youth activities, so that would be something we'd want to discuss at the beginning of the summer now, probably in our next meeting also. Okay.
Thanks, James. One of the things that we did talk about in the board meeting is having a cash reserve for maintenance type things. And you know, I know we think $40,000 is a lot, but if you were to start pricing some maintenance things around here, that $40,000 would go pretty quick. So, I mean, just something to think about. We, you know, the church is 10 years old. We don't have anything pressing right now, but, you know, in a few years we could have some major expenses there. So we had talked about that, having some kind of cash reserve for that. Yes, Sharon. That's actually the new business, so we'll talk about that. How about right after we approve the reports? So is there a motion to approve the reports? Okay, we got a James. Oh, okay. Yeah, the LED lights were for in here. Okay, so we've got first by Pastor Kelly, second by Bev. All in favor, aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, all the reports have been accepted. Actually, we have the election of a deacon before the new business, so I'm sorry. So we, hopefully you've all got a piece of paper. Did you get a piece of paper when you came in? Okay, let me explain what has happened here. We got the new bylaws, which took us a while to get to, and the new bylaws were approved April 22nd. We had the board met and formed a committee, a nominating committee. There was a half a dozen members on that committee, and what the nominating committee did was nominate a half a dozen or so people for the next deacon. Of the six that were asked to serve, only one accepted. And that was, we had a couple that declined this week. And so there was no time for the nominating committee to meet again. Now, next year, they would meet earlier in the year. We'd have that opportunity. So there was no chance to meet again. And so we only have one name to offer you today. Okay, so it'll be a simple yes or no. And the person that has accepted the nomination is Dan Anderson. So I would like you to take your ballot and vote either yes for Dan or no. It's as simple as that, okay? And I apologize, there's only one name, but it really, really couldn't have been helped this year. So let's pray. Father, we lift up this election to you. And Lord, we know that you do all things well. And Lord, we look to you for guidance, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you'd write yes or no on your paper, and then if we could have, I think James went to get some plates. Casey, how many people do we have signed the roster there? 49. Okay, thank you. Yes, we need to close the roster. Good point. Is that a motion? All right, second, Don. Keep it in the family. All in favor, say aye. All right, the roster is closed. This won't take long. We'll just wait. Debbie asked me to share. This is really her idea, so I'm going to let her share it.
Okay. So Living Last Supper was phenomenal. I thank every one of you that helped me, either in music or the acting in the kitchen. I mean, costumes. People were just so good to help out. But anyways, it's been my desire to do a walk through Bethlehem. And so what we're going to do is, this is a whole church thing for Christmas. And we're going to have like teachers teaching the little kids. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take people on tours through the church into the multipurpose room and just see what Bethlehem would have been like back in the day Jesus was born. And then eventually coming up with a living nativity. And so God is blessed. The board said yes. And so there is a lot of work that needs to go into this, you know, setting up walkways and just getting things done. And then I said to the board, one of you needs to have a baby. We have to have a baby. And they're all going, no. But Science Sarah stepped up to the plate. Thank you. So anyway, so this is going to be a whole church effort, you know, so just think of the things, you know, we need some Roman guards and we need some, just the temple people. I'd love to see an Anna and Simeon. And just various things that you would see, you know, people hawking their wares, you know, selling bread and whatnot. But it's going to be a fun time, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I need your help.
I love it when people take one for the team. We took one for the team last week, too. The youth needed ice cream pails, so we went out and bought an ice cream and had to eat the whole thing over a couple of days. Anything to help the youth, right? Do we have the results? Were you out? Dan has been elected. Congratulations to Dan. We look forward to serving with you, Dan. And Lowell, again, thank you so much for all of your years, and God bless you. The only thing that was brought to my attention to be discussed at this meeting was the sign out there. So I know the board has looked into it some, but we're open for some ideas, and we'd like to hear what you have to say. Yes, go on. Well, yeah, I don't know. That one piece that holds that plastic in is gone too, and I don't know where that went to. But that's I don't know if something like that could blow away or not. And that's the reason why I think the plexiglass broke, because that was out and not held in. Yes, Jeremy. We don't really have any ideas at this point. I mean, we have ideas, but we haven't really discussed anything. We've taken into account perhaps a digital sign. Those are costly, but it might be something we would want to consider. The nice thing about those, you can change the wording whenever you want. You don't have to trample through the snow and that. So what's your input, Sharon? Something has to be done, right? Yes. I'm sure your son will write that down. Yeah, Don? We haven't personally for years. I know we did a few years ago. We considered that as a possibility, but we haven't done anything for probably 3 years or so. So prices change. I think, Nathan, do you have your hand? Or Nikki, and then back to Sharon, one of you guys. It maybe is something we could go back and renegotiate on. I don't know. What? Well, yeah, that we've talked about already. We definitely need to do something. That was the architect who said we should be able to see it from any direction that way. He wasn't exactly right. James, yes.